Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your offensive coordinator, Alex Van Pelt, a defiant Alex Van Pelt today with Jones and Keefe. We'll play that audio for you as well. Talking about the team's identity, something I think is starting to round into form. I don't know necessarily if that means they're going to win a bunch of games, Andy. I don't predict that for the rest of the season. I think they're still going to be around the 4 or 5 win mark, 5 I'd cap it off at, and that's not necessarily what I'm even talking about here. An identity doesn't mean wins. An identity means something that you can hang your hat on in terms of what to expect on a weekly basis. Right now, I'm not really sure we can expect anything other than Drake May to go out there and make some good throws. Like, when it comes to the offense and the defense, and even really the special teams, if you think about it, there's not really any week-to-week consistency. Like, you haven't seen two straight good games by the defense. You haven't seen two straight good games by the offense. Like, the only thing you can really count on is that Drake May is going to flash a little bit. He's going to have a couple of plays that make you say, ooh and ah. And other than that, you have no idea what's going to happen. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. So for them to get an identity going and for them to be able to establish that here late in the season, but better late than never, is relevant, I think, and could lead to more success for them, or at the very least, them rounding into some kind of form that they can build off of and continue to build in the offseason.
Can I offer up the possibility that they're a try-hard team, that they bring effort for four quarters? Like, I haven't seen much quit in this team. All season long. And I think that is if you're going to take baby steps and just sort of really piece by piece do this, I think that's a good first piece of the puzzle to say they don't have a lot of quit in them. They may not be talented. They may not have the ability to do a lot of things in any area, but they're not going to lay down. They're not going to see when the going gets tough. They're just going to give up. We've questioned, I guess, Kayshon Booty, maybe fighting for the football would be one negative example in that area. But they've had poor tackling days. I don't know that I ever said, oh, he quit there. He wasn't going full speed to get to that ball. I think generally they play with effort and they play full speed even when they're losing, and they've lost a lot of games.
Yep.
And I guess this probably ties into that comment from Jonathan Jones with us a couple of weeks ago, like, yeah, kind of surprising that things are not fracturing or splintering or going south or dragging us down. We are staying pretty upbeat and trying to win football games and trying to practice and do those things. So I think that's their first identity. And then I think their second identity is the one they basically put on big frickin' billboards all offseason and told us what they wanted to be. I mean, they need to run the ball. Mm-hmm. This week, I think, as much as any week, they need to run the football. That's a good defensive front that if you just say, we're going to put Drake May in a lot of passing situations, we're going to put this offensive line in a lot of passing situations, I think they're in trouble. I think Jared Verse and the Fisk kid and those guys will get after it, and that could lead to that bad rookie game I've said that Drake May has pretty much avoided so far. They have to play defense. They have to be able to play just old school football kind of game. They're not. If a shootout erupts, I think they are in immense trouble. If they have to throw, I think they're in immense trouble. They have to run. And I am still waiting for Ramondre Stevenson to have kind of his marquee game. His, you're gushing about Saquon, and
sure,
we gush about Derrick Henry, and we gush about, you know, Christian McCaffrey at various, all these guys. Well, Jerod Mayo's told us all year the reason they signed him is because Ramondre Stevenson is a top 10 back, right?
Right.
Well, if you're going to be a top 10 back, I need you at one of these points, whether the line is great or not, to have one of your marquee games, to give me, you know, a couple 45-yard runs. Give me, you know, 150 yards rushing, a big performance on your own. Not last week, I rushed 20 times for 70 yards and I allowed us to play our style of game. Nope. Give me some plays. Give me a memorable game, a game that in 3 years I'll say, oh, remember that game he had against the Rams? He really put that offense on his back and carried them.
Yeah, that first game against the Bengals, he rushed for 120 yards and a touchdown.
It was good, right?
Like, I mean, that was that. I watched that game and thought, you know what? Maybe I was wrong about Stevenson. Maybe he's going to have that kind of season. Maybe this year is the year where he starts playing like a top five, top 10 back, whatever you said, and has Saquon type games or Derrick Henry type games. And I was all for it. And it seemed like if this is the identity that they're going for, well, they got one half of it right there. Like, that defense was good against the Bengals, who were not at 100%. And it seemed like you sort of had everything going. Everything you wanted to do was working in that week one game. And then you're right. I mean, Stevenson since then has not cracked 90 yards, let alone 100. And he did have the 2-touchdown game against the Jets, but he barely rushed for anything. And that's been a real issue with this team. Now, you can make the argument that the offensive line has more to do with it than the ability of Stevenson, but I don't know. We've seen a few years of Stevenson now, and it's not like year in and year out he's having games like this or flashes like that where he could be an elite top three, top five, whatever running back. We just haven't seen it. So I don't know. I mean, the Rams did a good job against Deshaun and the Dolphins rushing last week. That's not how they lost that game. They lost because they couldn't get in the freaking end zone. But yeah, I mean, that'd be a nice thing to see if they can get the run game going and get it going against a young athletic front, as you mentioned, with those two good rookies right up the middle there. That would be huge for them this week.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think that's how everything is designed in this archaic, if you want to call it that, whatever, Alex Van Pelt offense. It is, we're going to run the ball, then we're going to play action pass, and we're going to boot, and we're going to just do some of those things.
Boot and rally.
And then rally.
Yep.
And that's what you're supposed to be. And I don't know that it has been easy for him to do that or really effective for him to do that all year. And the biggest part is they haven't had a lot of those successful runs. And, you know, we've talked a lot about Stevenson kind of have to break tackles to even have runs at times. And I go back to that Bengals game. Absolutely was his best game of the year because absolutely he worked hard to break tackles and maximize runs and get everything he could out of every run. I don't think it was easy by any means. It was not a great day for the offensive line, in my opinion. And if he can get some of those and run behind Big Mike, and maybe Big Mike settles in at right guard, and maybe that's the start of it, where just sort of a, I know that area is going to be pretty well maintained.
Yeah.
Maybe that's an area if I'm looking even for a cutback, even if the ball isn't designed to go there, like, maybe I'll just go this way because that's where Big Mike is, and maybe he's in the way of somebody. So I do think that would be the best first step towards upsetting the Rams this weekend, is get him going.
617-779-7937. Let's go to your phones here early and often. Jay is in North Carolina. He's been waiting since the start of the show. Go ahead, Jay.
Patience is okay because you guys are awesome.
Thank you, Jay.
Don't mind that at all.
What's up?
Thanks, Jay.
But listen, God help the other teams if the Patriots stop believing in themselves, and God help the Patriots if they start believing in themselves, and I think that's what's happening. I'm looking for a Brock Purdy type of deal where the teams start galvanizing around Drake May, and I think that could happen. The professionals will start acting like it. Thanks, guys. That's about all I got to complain about right now. I'm not complaining, though. It's...
All right. Thanks, Jay. I mean,
that was the most positive complaint ever.
It really was, and I think that there is something to that. It really happens, though. When you're leading your team to victory, like, isn't that when the galvanization around the young quarterback really yep. happened? Like, hey, this guy's winning us games. Some throws here and there, he's helping our stats. Like, yeah, of course they like that, but it's different. You get the whole locker room on your side when you're walking off the field after a win, which is why Ross Tucker yelled at you, Andy. I mean, I think that's exactly the reason why. Like, that's a different feeling. That's a different leadership, feather in your cap when it comes to that as a rookie quarterback who's 22 years old, whatever he is, like, that's, I think that's substantial. You know, that means something.
Yeah, I agree. I think it does mean something. I don't know if it means as much as talent. Like, you got that quarterback because you were in the third pick.
Right, yeah.
Had you been in the fourth pick, you would have been porked, and this season would look totally different right now. But I think the quarterback idea that Jay was talking about, like, I do find that so, I don't want to say fascinating because that's such a dorky word, but, like,
fascinating is a dorky word.
I think we say in sports, I'm fascinated by too often, and I kind of hate it, so I try not to say it.
Okay.
But quarterback changes everything.
Who said
a lot of people say fascinated.
A lot of people say fascinated?
Oh, yeah. Listen in sports talk radio, TV, analysis, people say fascinated too much, so maybe I'm fascinated with people saying fascinated. Maybe that's a problem with me.
I honestly can't, like, I'm struggling to think of a time I've heard someone say that, but all right, I'll take your word for it.
It happens too
okay.
much.
All right.
But the quarterback position, the attitude too, the buy-in, and I remember this talk going all the way back to Brady Bledsoe and guys talking about, you know, you fall into these ruts of just doing what you do because, oh, there's the quarterback and I know what he does. And then there's a change and that sparks the relationship. It sparks the feeling. And maybe you feel like you need to do more, or maybe you feel like he allows you to do more, that there's these weird dynamics that take place with the quarterback team. Even the offensive line, I'm not just talking about receivers and running backs. It's like everybody. I think Damian Woody was actually the one that talked about it way back when. He was a center and a right guard. And it's like, yeah, it changes the feeling. And it didn't mean they hated Drew Bledsoe.
Right.
It just changed things. And I think it's quite clear that, and this doesn't mean anybody hated Jacoby Brissett, or I hate Jacoby Brissett, but I think it's quite clear Drake May changes things. And I brought this up, the Eagles game. I thought the energy, the electricity, whatever it was in Gillette Stadium, and not just from the fans because, oh, great, we're seeing our first round pick. Yay, cheer. I thought the team, the feeling on the field, the energy just lifted. You know, that old wrestling phrase, business is about to pick up.
Right.
Business picked up when he came in the game. And I think you continue to see that he has that natural ability. And I do think the more people buy into that and hone into that, I think that can lift the whole offense, even if they're really not any better physically. Even if all the sum of the parts aren't any better, the sum becomes better because Drake May gets more out of them.
Yep, 100%. I agree with you. Speaking of the Eagles, they matched up with a rookie quarterback last night and put him right in this place. Nice division game there. Big game for Saquon Barkley. We'll get into what happened in Thursday Night Football last night right after this.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.